the last 5 minutes.
I got spray foam in my hair today, and I said, there, I won't have to get up, but here I am. If I was David, I wouldn't have to worry about that. I've been enjoying the word abide ever since we read 2 John. And last year was not a good year for me for reading my Bible, and I would say it gave me great anxiety to open it in a way that I didn't enjoy reading at all. And I don't know what changed. If you were praying for me, thank you. I know I was talking to my dad about it, and he said, I was praying for you. But abiding in truth changes your life. And I was sitting there looking up references for abide as our brethren have been speaking tonight. John 8, verse 31. The second half of that, John chapter 8, verse 31. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I know that's been used in the gospel before, but as a Christian, the freedom in truth encompasses so much of your life. And what also had my mind going on this was yesterday morning, I woke up and Ben Swan, there's a group chat we're in, he shared about the shooting in BC. Looked at my phone and instantly I just got very angry. And my mind went to different scenarios, why this person would do that, the repercussions of that. And I thought, what good is that? And I read Psalm 11 and it talks about how the evil seem to get away with things. And I'll just read it quick because I don't want to get it wrong. It starts off, in the Lord I put my trust. This is Psalm 11. How can you say in my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow on the string that they may shoot secretly at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I almost feel like putting, but, like, pay attention to this. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire, and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright. And I really enjoyed that. Because in this world we do see a lot of wickedness and evil, and it does seem that the evil prosper. And the righteous get put by the wayside. What is right? We see that even more so in today's day and age. But it really struck me how John chapter 8, for me, knowing the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It takes that anxiety of seeing what this world is doing and the thought that the evil is getting away with things. But when we abide in truth, it takes that away from us. We don't have to take on the cares of this world because the world is not our home. Heaven is our home. And I just want to encourage especially the young people. I remember being, I guess, as Luke said, middle-aged, still kind of young. It's hard to apply scripture sometimes, but I've been trying very recently to, when I have an issue or like I find something bugs me, see what I can get encouragement from the scriptures and that specific point. And it's helped me to study.